Well, this will be quick. Two meetings and no practice. We had a hell of a walkthrough. That's all I can tell you. We addressed a lot of things back in OTAs on what we needed to do to get back to where we wanted to go and win close games. Every year is a new year. A lot of new faces and 90 guys trying to get a job. You know, we're not the Cardinals yet.
Carson did not limit his throw.
It's still but to be seen. I think, well, you know, he's stronger than he's been in a while. He worked out the whole time, and it was obvious when he did practice in minicamp, it was really, really high velocity. So just maintaining that, and we've got so many things to measure that now, you know, chips and balls, all kind of crap. And we'll just keep watching it. No, he'll probably play more than he did last year. We'll play our starters more than we did last year. We're talking about 6 plays versus 12 in a game. He will not play in the Hall of Fame game.
Carson?
No. We talk about it all the time. This is not my team. This is the veterans' team. We'll be as good as they want to be. And we always have a veteran, and they're in charge of it. It's not the coach's job to get the young players ready. It's their job.
Coach, do you think in the grand scheme, a lot of people talked about the window of opportunity for this team is now. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's the assessment every year. You build your team to win. And those guys are building for the future. That next coach probably is coaching them. You know, when their future gets there, they're going to have a new coach. So we're here to win. And you can say age has some to do with it, but it's really every year that's our philosophy. We're building the best roster to win our division.